How did you get involved in the organization, and what do you do now?
Well, I started FFA the youngest I could as a seventh grader in my home chapter of Divide County, which is located in Northwest North Dakota in Crosby. And my ag teacher basically, you know, came up to me, and I was this shy little seventh grader, and I was absolutely terrified of going up to a teacher at this point. And he basically told me, like, if you want to join, like, please come to my room. You know, we'll fill out the papers, we'll get your parents to sign it. And it basically took off from there. Now as a state officer, I go around to banquets, and I basically just do a bunch of different activities helping run the state association.
So as parliamentarian, tell us a little bit about what that entails, specific duties, things that you've learned in that position.
So, in a way, as parliamentarian, I'm kind of going back to, like, my roots from my home chapter. I did serve as parliamentarian for my home chapter about 2 years ago, which mostly had me just kind of as a helping position. But in a way, I see all of the state officers almost on the same level. We all have our different responsibilities where we each have to prepare for our own banquets, and we have to just, you know, really keep ourselves accountable in a way. The positions that really do have the most authority are the president and the secretary, of course, but in a way, I just see us all as equals. And honestly, I've really learned just so many great life skills and communication skills in my position.
So your piece of advice, what would you tell someone that's maybe thinking, you know, they don't have much of an ag background, that sort of thing, that maybe is interested in becoming part of FFA or getting a little bit more involved in that ag education?
Well, I'm going to tell them absolutely 100% you can join. I don't come directly from a production agriculture background. My mother is a crop insurance agent. She comes from more of the business side of agriculture. So I would tell them absolutely wholeheartedly with my entire being that absolutely you could be an FFA member. And I feel like me being here as a state officer is kind of proof of that, that no matter what background you come from, there's always going to be a place for you within this organization.
Awesome. Well, anything else that you want to share about your FFA experience here before we let you go? Maybe a bit about how your involvement is maybe shaping up for what you want to do as a career or future plans that way.
Yeah, so my SAE in high school was an agribusiness SAE. I was 16, and I decided to open my own coffee shop. And what that had to entail was that I had to go through all these different, like, screening processes and inspections, and just basically I had total control of the business, even though I was so young. And so I made it an SAE into the fact that I sold directly Pride of Dakota products. So, Grandma's Cookin' out of Ashley, North Dakota, was one of my big sellers. My coffee beans were from Mighty, Missouri, so those were Pride of Dakota product. And then my dairy was always tried to keep it locally sourced from different dairy farmers. So really that just was like a big aspect of my SAE. Of course, I also got into beef entrepreneurship, where I started to raise my own cattle so I could get into the production side of agriculture, which that was a really big part of my senior year SAE. But overall, it's just been a lot of great work that I've put into my SAE, and, you know, I kind of, you know, I really like to work, so what can I say? Each of those has really prepared me for my future opportunities. I was recently given the opportunity to work for Nutrien Ag Solutions this summer out of Spearfish, South Dakota. So I'm just really, really looking forward to that. So